this time, I'd like to welcome Victor Salazar. He is the president of the Connecticut FFA, to introduce our speaker, Mr. President.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Victor Salazar, and I'm currently serving as the Connecticut State FFA president. The FFA is one of the largest student-led organizations in the country, with over 523,000 members nationwide. The FFA develops student potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. The FFA teaches students life skills, such as public speaking, interview skills, and responsibility that will carry students far throughout the rest of their life, no matter what career they go into. Being a sophomore at the University of Hartford, majoring in politics and government, I hope to one day use the skills that I learned in the FFA to serve as a voice for American agriculture here in Washington, D.C. as an elected official. Our next speaker is doing just that. Representative Lucas was an FFA member from the Cheyenne FFA chapter in the great state of Oklahoma. He's very familiar with agriculture, being a fifth-generation farmer. Here in the House of Representatives, he serves on the House Committee of Financial Services, the House Committee on Space, Science, and Technology, and most importantly, he's the chairman of the House Committee on Agriculture. Representative Lucas fights for all of us every day as American agriculturalists because he truly understands how important agriculture is to the future of this country and to the future of the world. Please help me welcome to the podium a man who is a true American, a servant of the people, and an advocate for agriculture, Representative Frank Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do appreciate that introduction. And thank you all for being here and your visits on the Hill today and the things that you're doing to help make sure that our good friends across this great country understand that there still is an important industry called production agriculture, that there's an important group of people called those folks of us who live in rural America. I would note for my president's benefit here that the last really good political licking, Mr. President, I took a long, long time ago, and sometimes you never forget these things, was when I ran in 1978 for state FFA reporter in Oklahoma. That's the last time I came in third in any political contest. And I would tell you it might be easier to be elected to Congress than to be a state officer in the Oklahoma Association. So I have the greatest of respect for all the state association presidents and our national leadership team. You're here in a very challenging period of time in Congress. Not only are we on the Agriculture Committee, your group of friends scattered across 46 districts of this great nation, preparing to reauthorize the Farm Bill next year and all of the many components and things that go with that, but we're also in the process of trying to finish out this year's budget year. And I would tell you, as all of you are well aware of, at a time when we're running national deficits to the tune of $1 trillion, at a time when we're addressing a $14 trillion national debt, it's going to be a very tough budget year. And that's why it's so important that those of us who care about agriculture, who care about rural America, work diligently together to educate those members of the United States House who might not quite have the understanding of the issues that we have in this room. You know, I tell this story, and I think it's reflective of the challenges we face together, but a number of years ago, I was traveling with then-Speaker Hastert. Denny was a fellow who represented a district in Illinois where he had some corn farmers, and that made his observations of what we go through a lot simpler to deal with. But when you travel with the Speaker of the United States House, in most countries, they have a parliamentary form of government, not quite the system we use here. But when you travel with the Speaker, you are required, as he is required, or she is required under the circumstances, to visit the heads of state of various countries. And we were in a certain country in Europe that will remain unnamed. And the Speaker had engaged with the head of state in a discussion about the importance of agricultural trade, about the importance of agricultural research, about the advance of technology, all of the things that we work on a day-to-day basis here. And the speaker, the gentleman listened and listened and listened and listened and finally turned to the speaker and he said, "You know, Mr. Speaker, the farmers, they are important, yes. You can buy your food anywhere, but the farmers, they are important because they maintain the landscape." Now, I almost fell out of my chair, sitting there trying to be rather calm, but I think the point was this. that very educated and knowledgeable individual was so far removed from where his sources of food and fiber came from, was so far removed from the people out in the countryside in his country, that he didn't appreciate anymore just how important the processes are that we go through. Yes, we maintain the landscape. We're the original conservationist. Yes, we maintain the landscape. We're the original environmentalist. But we also make sure that our fellow citizens and the people around this great globe have enough to eat. And we've done it in such a successful way in the United States that clearly we have the most abundant, the safest, most affordable food supply in the history of the world. And how have we done that? Because we have made the commitment down through the decades, and yes, now the centuries in this country, that the resources would be there for research. Think of the Agricultural Research Service. Think of the land grant colleges. Think of all the effort we put into technology in this country. And in that component, also the education element, whether it's the FFA or 4-H or a variety of other organizations that disseminate information and help move us forward. We've made that commitment. And oh yes, the conservation programs, the nutrition programs, all the things we do in this country. We have made that commitment. We continue to make that commitment. And now, in this budget cycle, in this coming year, we'll make, I hope, a pledge of recommitment to that effort to help make sure that our folks who live in the countryside, our folks who produce the food, who process the food and fiber, have what they need to help meet our needs. Again, thank you for the opportunity to come and visit with you. Thank you for the commitment that each and every one of you has made. Thank you for my next generation of individuals who will drive the agricultural economy forward who are with us today. We're going to do everything we can. And if you'll help us educate our colleagues together, Mr. President, we'll have many more generations of state presidents from your state, my state, and across the country. And we'll meet all of those needs. Again, thank you for the opportunity to be with you. Thank you for what you do. And let's keep doing it for the future of everyone.